Rishi, currently, please tell about your experience of following Ekadashi. Please tell about importance of Ekadashi and control senses and mind, and about importance of Ekadashi and how this can help you to get Prema Bhakti.
Okay, question is, what's the importance of observing Ekadashi to attain Prema Bhakti? Following Ekadashi is one limb of Bhakti Sadhana. It's called Padasevana. Padasevana means one of the aspects of Padasevana is following Ekadashi. So the Shastras say it's a Shastra order, Vidhi, to fast on Ekadashi. Ekadashi is called Hari Vastra. It's the day of Hari, and Krishna explains his Shastra. He's very pleased that one fasts on Ekadashi. So Bhakti Bhajan and Prem Bhava and Prema means to act favorably with a favorable mind for the happiness and pleasure of Krishna. Krishna wants us to fast on Ekadashi. He likes it if we fast, so that's why we fast. And also it has its physical effects. Now it's a big publicity all over the internet. Intermittent fasting for health. So we've been doing that for the last 500 years. Every 2 weeks we break down fast. We fast and then, that's good for health. Fasting is good for health, but also it gives you an opportunity to realize that you're not the body. So the ideal way to fast is to do nirjal, not drink any water or eat any food for 24 hours. From sunrise to Ekadashi, before sunrise, so after sunrise on Dwadasi, minimum 24 hours, no water, no food. Good luck. It's not easy. It can be done. Some devotees do that. But the main thing is to follow your teacher, follow your guru, whatever your guru tells you to do. Generally, people fast until noon and take Ekadashi food. When you fast, you realize the benefit. Like anything, the real proof of any experience is the experience itself. So now you don't have to talk about Ekadashi, you should follow Ekadashi. There's all kinds of articles and interpretations written about it. You can read on the net and find all out about it. Basically, we do it to please Krishna. It's called Hari Vastra. That's what I like about it. It's a day that Hari is easily attained. Because you're not eating so much and so often, so it gives you more time to read books and chant japa, not to sleep. But some devotees, like I asked my Gurudev one time, I said, what's more beneficial, to do nirjala ekadashi and sleep, or to eat and stay awake all night in Ekadashi? Because if you do nirjala ekadashi, by the time 9 o'clock comes, you fall asleep automatically. So staying up all night is very difficult during nirjala. So he said, the best thing is to do nirjala step all night. What's the problem? I said, the problem is my body. He said, okay. So I said, is it better than usual till 11 o'clock at night and take rest? Or is it better to eat and stay up all night? He said, it's better to eat and stay up all night. But don't eat until after sunset. Fast all day till sunset and take some fruits. Not shove it down a halva and tapioca halva and banana flour halva and this and that, cheese sabzi and shrikhand, blueberry shrikhand, the garunga potatoes, you know, samadana puris. And I was fast until sunset and take raw fruits or green papaya. Steamed green papaya, green bananas. Big feast. Then stay up all night. Do bhajan. Like one time we did jagran, Uttan Ekadasi jagran, end of Karti. And we ate potatoes at 1 a.m. We had a fire. I don't think you were. We had, you know, you were down the Govardhan. You went to Govardhan, I think. Yeah, Sri Rachi. Yeah, I got confused. We did. What is she? Yeah. Anyway, it was Uttani Kasi after Chandramasya. We had a fire here. Fire on the veranda, wood fire. So it was cold, the end of November. And we wrapped up aluminum foil sweet potatoes and threw in the fire like a cookout. And at 1 o'clock we had a whole bunch of butter. We put, we here we ate 4, 5, 6 potatoes with 250 grams of butter. And everybody ate that, stayed all night doing kirtan, dancing like crazy. So that's the example of jagrat with sweet potato prasad. It was fun. I didn't eat sweet potatoes. Next morning I broke my fast with cold sweet potatoes. It wasn't too exciting. Cold sweet potatoes. And juggle with my rice, dry rice. Jai Kasi Vratiki Jai. Okay.